So 2 years ago, almost exactly, I graduated college at the University of Pittsburgh with a degree in history and political science, and I had no idea what I wanted to do. They're not exactly posting on job boards about historians. You know, it's not a hiring field. So I went to Bali, Indonesia, pictured here, and I taught for a couple months. This is one of my star students. Her name is Junie. We're doing a word search right there. And I used that time to sort of figure out what I wanted to do in life. And I knew I loved to travel. I was running all over Indonesia. And I knew I liked politics and government. So I was thinking, what is the intersection of that? I came upon the idea of the State Department. So once I got home, I started pursuing a job with the State Department in the Foreign Service. Now, it's very similar to the college application process. You take a standardized test, you write some essays, maybe you go in for an interview. So after 5 months, I did well on the test, I wrote my essays, I was waiting to hear back on the interview, and one morning I woke up, checked my email, and I got an email saying, "We're sorry, thank you for your interest, we will not be granting you an interview." That was several months in. You know, I'd put a lot of time and effort into it. I was not exactly happy about it. So I was living at home, not really sure what I was going to do, where I was going to go in life, but I started working. I grew up in Philadelphia. I was living at home in Philadelphia. I started working as a tour guide in historic Philadelphia. I would give tours of the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall, which you can see in the background. And during that time, I learned the power of storytelling. I tell stories about the founding fathers. I tell stories about all these really interesting guys who created this country. And I learned how to make those stories stick with my audiences. So all those skills I learned during my time as a tour guide helped me get to where I am today. And I'm here to tell you guys that you can be expert storytellers too. My name's Connor Harbison, and this is What's Next. If you take away only 2 points today, it's that stories are the most effective way to convey information, and you can be an expert storyteller too. So if I bring up this slide, you know what this is. Right? Everybody knows this. Don't say if you don't know this. That would be embarrassing. But when this comes up, this triggers for me. This is one of my favorite stories, Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I cannot wait for the next episode to come out. So today, I'm going to be talking about the original trilogy a lot. I think it's an excellent example of a lot of the storytelling techniques and features that you guys can learn too. So when this comes up, you know what comes next. And if we had an hour and a half, we'd watch A New Hope. If we had more time, we'd watch Empire Strikes Back and then Return of the Jedi. We don't have that time today, unfortunately. But imagine this comes up. This is another version of that. This is not as fun. But if you watch A New Hope, you learn that Mos Eisley is a wretched hive of scum and villainy. You learn that these are not the droids you're looking for. You learn that Han shot first. You learn the Death Star is no moon. And you learn that Yavin 4 is where the secret rebel base is. And if you just read this, you've never seen Star Wars, and you just read this, yeah, you get that information. But if you watch the movie, you get all this and so much more. And you don't even know that you just got incepted almost. So stories are containers for information. That's every time I talk about a story today, think about it as a container for information. It's a way you are conveying information to someone else. And it's the most effective way. You see how I started with the story? I didn't start with a typical introduction. Just grab your audience, bring them in. Because your audience's attention is the most valuable resource you have. So here's just the bullet points, very boring, not as exciting as watching the actual movie. So how are we going to organize our story container? There's 4 ways I'm going to talk about it today, 4 methods. There's the what, there's the who, there's the how, and there's the why. And these are pretty self-explanatory. So let's just get right into it. What? Now, I know a lot of people might say, oh, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to speak about. I know I felt that way. About a month and a half ago, Amy and I were sitting down, and I was saying I want to give one of these speeches, and I wanted to talk about storytelling. And we worked out a really good idea, but then it came time for me to actually figure out what I was going to talk about. Oh, man. But started thinking about it, went through a couple ideas, and one of the things I settled on was the American founders, the colonists, they're going to come up a lot today because that's something I know. You know, it's not, I could talk your ear off all day long, all through the night, the whole next day about the founding fathers. George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, those guys, I can talk for days about them. You know what I can't talk about? Cuttlefish. This is the only slide that's going to come up in. So if you guys, the very first thing to know about telling a story, talk about what you know. And I know that, like, maybe, okay, I've heard that before. Yeah, it's a cliche for a reason. But you might say, okay, Connor, I'm going to talk about what I know. But I've never blown up a Death Star. I've never fought Darth Vader. That's okay. I want to talk to you about a really funny hashtag I've seen on the internet. So explain a film plot badly. Now, they have these for pretty much every film you can think of. But I wanted to use these two because Star Wars is sort of a theme. So on the left, we have Empire Strikes Back, and on the right, we have Return of the Jedi. So Talking Frog convinces son to kill his dad. Yeah, that's Empire Strikes Back, but actually watching the movie is so much more. And father kills old man with his bare hands while son watches. Yeah, that's Return of the Jedi. The actual movie is so much more. But the thing is, these aren't wrong. These are just different ways of doing it. So when you guys tell your stories, when you tell your stories of yourselves, I want you guys to explain yourselves badly. There I am on the right. That is definitely a picture of me when I was a tour guide. And on the text on the right is me explaining myself badly. So this is when I was a tour guide. Local man goes on walkabout of historic Philadelphia. Great networking opportunity with international contacts. Experience the national parks on foot. And historian yells at school children. I did yell at a lot of kids, but mostly not like angry yelling to get their attention, and I would have large groups. So these are all explaining myself badly. They're not wrong, but they're just different takes on I was a tour guide. You know, and if I was in an interview, I might talk about the networking opportunities, the public speaking opportunities. You know, you guys can tell your stories, and it's just a function of figuring out what details you're going to tell, what you're going to emphasize, and part of that really comes down to who you're speaking to. So, let's talk about who. This is your audience, and it's considered cliche that, oh, know your audience. Cool. Okay. But I want to talk to you about this book, Made to Stick. You want your stories to stick in people's minds. You want a year later them saying, oh, yeah, that amazing story that someone told me a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever. That's in their mind. You want it to get in there. Because remember what I said. Your audience's attention is the most important resource you have. So I'm going to tell you two stories from when I was a tour guide. It's the same story told in two different ways. And I want you to look out for these four pieces. Emotion, violating expectations, concrete and credible facts. Okay? My first audience, the audience for the first story, is a group of fourth graders. My audience for the second story is a group of adults. Okay? Here we are at the first stop on our tour. This is the president's house. This is the predecessor to the White House, and George Washington lived here when he lived in Philadelphia, when it was the capital of the United States. Now, George Washington did a lot of great things, but we need to remember, he was a Virginia landowner, and he owned a number of slaves. George Washington owned about 300 slaves during his lifetime, and he brought some of them here when he lived here as president. That's for fourth grade. Here's the one for the adults. Here we are at the president's house. This is where George Washington lived when he was president of the United States. This is the predecessor to the White House. Now, many people know George Washington owned slaves. What they don't know is that Pennsylvania at the time had a law. If any slave was here longer than 6 months, they would automatically become free. And George Washington would rotate his slaves out at 5.5 months, so they never became free. That's for the adults. So you see how I conveyed the same information in two very different ways. You always want to give a little bit less than you think your audience wants. Because I can tell you, every tour I'd have with school kids, I'd have the four or five right up front who hung on every single word. And if they wanted to know more, if they wanted to know about the six-month law, they would ask. And that's great. I would give it to them. But there would also be kids in the back. And if I went on and on and on, I would lose them, and I'd lose them for the rest of the tour. So you always want to know who you're speaking to, and you want to make it stick. So now you know what you're going to talk about. You have in mind who your audience is. But how are you going to say it? Don't you hate when you have the best idea in your head, but you just can't put it into words? I know I do. So let's talk about how you're going to structure your story, the how. Now, this is very basic. This is basically level one, and there's 1,000 levels of this. But we're going to talk about story structure for a second. William Shakespeare is one of the best storytellers in English. I can't say human history because I don't read other languages. But William Shakespeare had the same exact structure for every single play he wrote. Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, Merchant of Venice, all of them. All the same structure, and they were all very successful. We're going to simplify it a little bit and give you a super easy tool to use anytime you're telling a story. Three acts. Act one, introduce your hero. Act two, put your hero in a hole. That means like in a bad situation, not physically in a hole. And act three, get your hero out of the hole. So one example of this is I went home for Thanksgiving last week, or 2 weeks ago. When I got home, the turkey was frozen. We didn't know what to do. Luckily, our neighbors had an extra turkey, and we had a big neighborly Thanksgiving dinner. You see how that was in three parts? Introduce my hero. I went home for Thanksgiving. Put your hero in a hole. Turkey was frozen. Got out of the hole. So let's do it a couple more times. Here is the trilogy. Now, this can work on a really simple story like I just told, or this can work across, I think it's 6 or 7 hours it would take to watch these films. But let's start. Act one, introduce your heroes. Luke Skywalker is a farm boy. The Rebel Alliance is fighting the evil empire. And Han Solo is a smuggler. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. Act two, the empire wins at Hoth. Luke Skywalker loses his hand, and Han Solo gets frozen in carbonite. Not good. Act three, Luke Skywalker becomes a Jedi Master, defeats the evil Emperor, destroys the Death Star, and liberates his father, Darth Vader, from the dark side. Spoilers for the trilogy. Sorry about that. But you see how that works. And within each of the films, they follow that structure. But if you use that structure, you will tell an exciting story every single time. If you're missing one of these, it's going to fall flat. Let me give an example. If you don't have if the hero doesn't go in the hole, there's no payoff. And think back to what I said about the turkey. I went home for Thanksgiving. We had a nice dinner with our neighbors. And you say, okay, cool. That's just a fact. Cool. That's not a story. You want to grab the attention of the audience. And you do that by using all three in their proper places. So let's go back to myself. Connor just graduated college, and he went to Indonesia to figure out what he's going to do with life. He wanted to be a foreign service officer, but it didn't work out. He spent months and a lot of effort, and it didn't work out. But he learned how to tell stories through his experience as a tour guide, and that gave him skills to succeed later on in life. So that is the three-act structure, and you can get, once you master that, you can make it much more complicated. Like I said, that's level one, and there's about 1,000 levels, and you can mix and match and all this stuff. I want you guys to be able to tell a perfect story every single time without fail, and I believe if you use this, you can do that. So, everybody turn to the person next to you. I want you to tell a three-sentence story. Sentence one, introduce your hero. That should be you. Tell a story about something that happened in the last month. Sentence two, put your hero in a hole. Something bad happened. Sentence three, get your hero out of the hole. Get out of the bad situation. Everybody, turn to the person next to you and tell a quick three-sentence story. Go. All right, guys. Does anybody want to share their story? Nobody wants to share? I'm going to be the only storyteller this morning. Does anybody want to share their partner's story? Yeah.
Sure. I was flying to New York from... I was flying back to Boston from New York. I was sitting on the runway for 3 hours. I was a smoker at the time, so you could only have matches. I had 2 books of matches in my pocket. Shifted in my seat, lit it on fire. I felt burning on my leg. I put it out and then freaked out the whole plane.
That's great. Not, I mean...
But I made it back to Bozeman.
It's good. Good. That's perfect structure. I love it. So something I want you guys to be very aware of. You got to know how to frame it. I heard a lot of people telling really great stories, but you have to be very careful not to go on and on and on. I know this, you know, when you're excited about something, you want to just, oh, and then this thing happened, and then this thing, and then this thing. And it's okay to have that, take that structure and make it more than three sentences. In fact, you should do that. Most stories are not three sentences. But always keep that structure in mind. The first act, second act, third act. Don't say first act, second act, and then, and then, and then, and then, and then. An example. At the end of A New Hope, they have this awesome medal ceremony. Sorry, Chewie. But that's a great, it brings the whole movie to a close. They complete the arc. They get out of the hole. The Death Star is destroyed. It's great. And the beginning of Empire Strikes Back, they have this amazing battle on Hoth. It's iconic. You all know what happens right there just by seeing the walkers. But imagine, that's the perfect way to end that movie and the perfect way to begin Empire Strikes Back. But imagine if after the medal ceremony, there was one more scene in A New Hope, and it was the Battle of Hoth. It would totally ruin the movie. It would be terrible. So, like I said, your audience's attention is super important. If they want to know more, they're going to ask for more. And it's your duty as a storyteller to get them to ask more. You want them asking what's next. If there's another story to tell, that's okay. Tell another story. So finish up with Act 3 and then start a new Act 1. Don't add an Act 1 into an Act 3. That doesn't work. So if you guys were doing the math, my story at the beginning ended in 2016. It's been over a year since that story ended. I have more things to say, but I wanted to tell a complete wrapped up story. And if you guys are curious, that's another story. But you notice I didn't say, oh, and then I did this, and then I did this. I didn't tell my whole life story. Tell a framed, discrete story, and it'll come off much better. So, finally, I want to talk about tone. And I call this why. There's a really great TED Talk by a guy named Simon Sinek. And he's actually going to say the opposite of everything I've said. But the video is called Start With Why. I did not start with why. But this is a really great capping off for what I have to say, because you don't always get to decide your why. But Simon Sinek says, everyone in the world goes what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. But the example he gives is Apple. Apple does the opposite. Apple says, the way everyone does it is, we make great computers. They're beautifully designed and easy to use. Want to buy one? Eh. But Simon Sinek says, Apple does the opposite. They say, everything we do in our bones, in our marrow of our bones, we believe you should think different. So we actualize that by beautifully designing our products and making them easy to use. We just happen to make computers. It's a really great video. It's about 20 minutes long, but it's definitely worth your time. But it's really important to know your why when you're telling a story. Sometimes you don't get to decide that. You know, sometimes it's, I got to present these last quarter's sales figures or something to the board of, I don't know, something that's really not as engaging as it could be. But you guys can make it engaging by telling a story. But you should always, in the back of your mind, sort of know why you are telling the story, because your tone and your energy will be infectious. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret, and don't let this leave this room. Some of the tours I gave were not good, okay? I gave about 500 tours. Some of them weren't good. Sometimes I was tired. Sometimes my throat hurt. Sometimes the guests were just kind of bad people, and I just was not very motivated. It's okay. But each time, I knew why I was giving the tour. I knew I get excited about the Founding Fathers, about the Constitution, and they would get that energy from me, right? So each time you're giving you're telling a story, your audience will pick up on your energy. This goes back to what I was saying about the colonists and the cuttlefish the very first time. You want to talk about something you're passionate about. And if you're not passionate about last quarter's sales figures, that's okay. Fake it. It'll be that much better of a story. But talk about why you're passionate. Know it in the back of your mind. You don't necessarily have to start with it because sometimes you don't get to decide the why. But by going through this process, starting with the why, then the how and the what in your mind, you can set up your story a lot better. So one final point, have fun with it. Stories are fun. There's a reason you guys can't see that picture. That's the picture at the end of Return of the Jedi. It's the whole gang, Luke and Leia and Han and Chewie and Lando and R2-D2 and C-3PO. It's like the last shot of Return of the Jedi. Everyone's all happy and smiling, and there's some Ewoks there partying too. I guess the light doesn't really work very well. Anyway, stories should be fun. This is a fun exercise. Don't think like, oh man, I can't tell a good story. I didn't, the act structure, don't worry. You know, before I ever gave my very first tour, they made me do it 7 times before I ever spoke to someone who was not in the company. It's an hour and a half tour. You walk like 2 miles giving a tour. It was a lot, but I got it down. And you guys will too. You're not going to tell an amazing story the very first time. You might not even tell an amazing story the 5th time. That's okay. It's a process. You guys will learn it. You'll get better. You'll sort of feel out like, oh, if I tell it this way, it works a lot better than this way. And over those 500 tours I gave, I would test different things out. I would say it in different ways. I'd tell different jokes. I'd take them to different stops and say it in different orders. And you have to figure out what works for you. So with this framework, I believe every single one of you can be an excellent storyteller. And every single one of you will be a unique and different storyteller. And you will interpret this a different way. But I think with these tools, you guys can be awesome storytellers. So thank you all so much for coming this morning. My name is Connor Harbison again. I really appreciate everyone showing up. Thank you so much to Amy for setting these events up. Thank you to Les Craig and Trevor Huffmaster for their help putting this together. Thank you to Alexa Daughtry for some of the awesome Photoshop help. And thank you to the audience. You know, you can't be a storyteller without an audience. So thank you guys so much. I love getting in touch with people. I work at the Blackstone Launchpad, by the way. And if you guys want to talk about entrepreneurs or storytelling or Star Wars, there's a new film coming out, so I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about. I'm always happy to get coffee. That's my contact info. I also have cards. So I'd be very happy to answer any questions you might have at this time.